From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond Thursday during a brief court appearance. Nicholas Cruz is charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. His attorney did not contest the prosecution's request to keep Cruz jailed as he awaits further court proceedings. His appearance came hours after President Trump gave a brief White House address about the tragedy, saying he was speaking to a nation in grief. He said he would soon meet with officials from across the country to, quote, tackle the difficult issue of mental health in preventing mass killings and making school safety our top priority. He did not mention any new gun control proposals. A federal appeals court has ruled that the latest version of President Trump's order restricting travel is unconstitutional because it unlawfully discriminates against Muslims. In a 9-4 decision, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said that after examining official statements from Trump and other White House officials, quote, we conclude that the proclamation is unconstitutionally tainted with animus toward Islam. A former top immigration official pleaded guilty Thursday to stealing the identities of undocumented immigrants waiting for deportation from the United States, and he took out loans and opened credit cards. Rafael Sanchez was a top lawyer with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. He was responsible for deportation proceedings in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. This is VOA News. In Beirut Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talked about Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Secretary Tillerson's visit to Lebanon came amid simmering regional tensions over the conflict in Syria, along with a territorial dispute with Israel over both its land and sea borders. Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in the fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, were key topics of discussion. Tillerson says that the U.S. has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for over 20 years and stressed that he had discussed with Lebanon's top leaders the need for the group to withdraw its forces from Syria, saying that its entanglement in regional conflicts threatens Lebanon's security, in addition to having destabilizing effects in the region. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The World Health Organization is warning that healthy pregnant women are undergoing unnecessary medical interventions at an alarming rate. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Olufemi Oladapo is a medical officer in WHO's Department of Reproductive Health and Research. He says every labor and childbirth is unique, and it is perfectly normal for some women to be slower than the prescribed rate of cervical dilation. He says WHO has set another boundary for cervical dilation of up to 5 centimeters per hour during the first stage of labor until the woman is ready to push out the baby.
It should not be longer than 12 hours in first-time mothers, and it should not be longer than 10 hours in subsequent labors. So as long as a woman is making some progress within that time frame, and the condition of the mother as well as the baby are reassuring, then there should be no reason for intervening.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Less than 24 hours after Jacob Zuma's late-night resignation, South Africa has a new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and stalwart of the African National Congress Party, who was himself instrumental in the push to force Zuma to resign. Ramaphosa was sworn in Thursday in Cape Town after he was nominated in Parliament without opposition. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.